It's always a concern in any town or city, and indeed in any part of the country, if drugs happen to be found. It's particularly worrying in a market town whenever they're found by a 10-year-old child. And that's the situation across in Downpatrick. A 10-year-old found a bag of the drug Speed in a playground in the Downpatrick area. She actually picked up the bag while she was playing in an area known as the Columkill Road, and she passed it over to an adult who then, of course, contacted the police. Let me speak to the MP for the area, Margaret Ritchie. Margaret Ritchie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
It's worrying, isn't it, that a 10-year-old would come in contact with a bag of Speed?
Deep concern that a 10-year-old child would find a packet of Speed in a children's play park, where everybody would think that children would have all the protection from such risks. This is a Northern Ireland-wide problem, Frank, and I am deeply grateful that that child had the good sense to give it to an adult who then passed it on to the police, which is further example of good community relations and good police cooperation with the local community here in Downpatrick.
How much of an issue would drugs be in Downpatrick?
I would say, Frank, that drugs is a Northern Ireland-wide problem, and what we had in Downpatrick was simply symptomatic of the overall Northern Ireland-wide problem. And I would like to think that anybody has any information about this incident or any other drug-related incident would go immediately to the police or use whatever contacts they had to ensure that the police had that information to ensure that those responsible are apprehended.
Now, this white powder was confirmed as amphetamines and commonly referred to, obviously, as we've said, as referred to as Speed. Now, the child obviously was sharp enough not to do anything or think that it was sherbet or hook about through it. She obviously was a bright enough kid and did the right thing. But my goodness, if a 4 or 5 year old had found that, it could have been fatal.
Well, shudder the thought, Frank, that the child had the good sense not to open the bag of amphetamine or Speed and give it to the adult. Yes, you are right. If it had been a 4 or 5 year old child, they may have thought it was sherbet or something else like a similar sweet type substance. But thankfully, that did not happen in this instance. I just imagine what type of person would use this sort of substance in a children's play park. A children's play park is meant to be free from risk, free from danger, and where parents can go and bring their children to enjoy all the various forms of play equipment, where children can engage with each other and enjoy play, not be subjected or exposed to such risks.
Is it presumed that whoever owned the drug simply dropped it, or was it stored in the park? Do we know that?
We haven't that kind of information, and I'm not sure whether the police have access to that type of information. Obviously, irrespective of whether it was used as a storage facility for the drug or whether it was simply dropped, it should not have happened, and no child, whether they live in Downpatrick or any other part of the north of Ireland, should be exposed to such a risk.
We're very aware, of course, of the dangers of drugs, right through from drug addiction to the crime that comes as a result of people searching for drugs. Our elderly people locally have been targeted, and indeed those who've been breaking into the houses have been trying to steal drugs, not even money, trying to steal drugs from the elderly. And there's no ignoring the ongoing issue and the growing problem that drugs actually are, as you say, right across Northern Ireland. But what can you do as an MP, or what can local representatives do to ensure that drugs and the drugs culture doesn't get a grip on the throat of Downpatrick?
Well, they're very simple issues that we as public representatives have to do. I would encourage all adults, all young people, to be particularly vigilant and not to report anything that they see, to not get involved in the drugs culture, to simply turn their other cheek, so to speak, and ensure that they do not participate in such activity. Also, if anybody has information, go to an adult, go to the police and tell them where you're aware of such a culture exists. And wider than that, we have to insist that the police have the resources and that there is to do the job in apprehending, in detecting and ensuring that people are brought forward for prosecution. Because drugs do kill young people. Drugs kill adults as well. And I shudder at the thought, what if might have happened this young child if they had have opened that and used that substance? So there is the issue of highlighting the dangers of drugs, highlighting the health aspects of it, ensuring that the police and the Minister of Justice gives the police the proper resources, both personnel and money, in their detection work to ensure that this sort of incident does not happen again, and that we eliminate all types of risk from children so that they're fully protected. And the one thing is to invest resources in community policing, which has been subjected to a downgrade in resources as a result of the budgetary cuts at Stormont.
Would there be a possibility, I'm sure, if not in Downpatrick, certainly on the periphery of Downpatrick, there would be drugs dealers. Do the police need to be knocking doors? Do they need to be carrying out searches in your area?
I am absolutely sure at this moment in time the police are doing their job in relation to detection of drug dealers and all those involved in this type of activity. What I am saying is that they do need the support, as they have already got, from the community, but they do need it from their headquarters and also from the Minister and Department of Justice to ensure that they have all the resources, both shall we say personnel and money, at their disposal in terms of detection and prosecution. And of course, whatever they send people off or send a prosecution off, then it lies with the PPS, and I would hope that they would be able to deal with this in a timely manner as well. But we all, Frank, all of us as individuals, as responsible citizens, have to be particularly vigilant, and I would ask the community to be vigilant to such risk. We must protect people. We can never eliminate danger because we don't live in an idealistic world. We live in the real world. We work in the real world. But we have to do everything to ensure that young people, that children, are protected from such risks and dangers like drug abuse.
Okay, Margaret Ritchie, MP for South Down. Thank you very much for your time on the back of a 10-year-old girl finding a bag of amphetamines in Downpatrick. How big an issue is it in that area, do you think? Do you live down there? Is there much talk about, you know, where you can get something in the Downpatrick area? Newcastle, Castle Wellan, out towards Clock, Dundrum. You know, would there be a lot of people on stuff in towns like that? Would you know where to get drugs in that area? The same way that people who contact us here in Belfast can get drugs within 10 minutes, as they often tell us. You can let us know. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.